Shabbat Shalom. In our Parsha this week, we get a story that I've always thought was very sweet. We get the finding of Isaac's bride, Rebecca, and her story is she's just a wonderful person. It goes very well. And as I have always done, I've always thought of this story as a cute story, more of a metaphor for how we should find a partner who is always very giving and careful. And in fact, most of the time when I stand up here, and especially if I talk about divine providence, I'm usually using some kind of metaphor and working internally, thinking about what is the motivations of the God that's inside of us. But this year, this week, I want to try and think about this story a little more literally. So Eliezer, we don't know for sure it's Eliezer, but the rabbis think it's Eliezer, who is the servant of Abraham. Abraham says, "You, Eliezer, promise me you're going to go back to my homeland from my family and find a bride for my son Isaac." Let's leave aside for a moment why Isaac's not in that conversation. But Eliezer gets on the camels, takes the wealth of Abraham across the way to go back to Abraham's homeland. He's got his 10 camels. They're all laden down. And on the outside of the village, right when they're about to get to the well, he's there at the end of the day, and the text tells us that's when all of the women came out. And he says to God, "Please, what I want to happen is I'm going to ask a woman for some water, and I want her to give me some water and also water all of my camels. And when this happens exactly like that, then I'll know that she's the one that you, God, have chosen." And the next verse, that exact thing happens. Almost word for word. The rabbis actually have a tough time because this sounds an awful lot like divination, which is forbidden in the Torah. You're not allowed to do stuff like that. You're not allowed to lay promises on God and have it work out exactly the way you want. But now I'm going to tell you why I'd like to take the story literally. That maybe this is exactly how it happened. Because love never makes any sense. Because the truth of it is, we can plan as much as we want, but whatever we think shouldn't work is often what would work. And when we decide who should be together, we often get it wrong. And when we decide two people that shouldn't be together, we get it. They're the ones who exactly should be together. And on the flip side, when love does work, it's like the stars align. It's like exactly what you thought you wanted maybe isn't what you actually want, but it comes together and it works. You feel connected to something deeper and bigger. And the best part of it is, because Eliezer, this servant, is stuck in the middle, it's a reminder that we're not even just talking about the love of husband and wife, but every kind of love, the love for servant and master, the love between brother and sister, the love between child and parent, between parent and child. And anyone who's experienced love in their life knows that it often comes with a great deal of frustration and confusion. That the person that you love in any of those relationships is often the person who drives you the most crazy. That the person you love, be they your partner or your brother or your parent, is the person that makes you feel so special and so wonderful that the stars have aligned, there is a God in the world is created for you, you can do anything, and is also the person that says the thing that cuts the deepest, that goes underneath your skin the fastest, that drives you up a wall. I take this story literally this year because it is a reminder that love simultaneously makes absolutely no sense. And has the power to make us feel connected to the God that is greater than all that is, to divine providence. So this Shabbat, I wish us each a smile. A smile for the loved one who we don't understand. A smile for the loved one that we're not sure where this love comes from, but a smile because we know that that love is deep, is true, and connects us to something greater. Shabbat Shalom.